All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CatCast episode number 406. I am your host, GBD, here in New York, New York. And of course, we are joined by a man who is packing up his desk right now, Wombat.
What am I packing up my desk for?
Your Kojima.
Oh, I see. I'm sorry. I didn't get the reference right away.
I should have made referenced the box somewhere in there, right, Chip?
That's how I do it, yes.
Box.
Yeah. Konami, everybody. We talked about Konami a few shows back in how we saw this coming a while ago.
What was the context?
Konami does not want to make video games.
Oh, right.
Because there's no money in it for them, and they're making money from other revenue sources, so why continue to do the thing that's not making you money?
I think they'd like to make video games still, but just not big budget video games, because those are very risky. And even the Metal Gear Solid franchise has seen diminishing returns over time. So I don't blame them as a company.
I don't blame them either.
I blame Wombat.
Do you blame Wombat? I blame Wombat too.
I blame Wombat breaking his microphone for his sub standard audio this week.
I didn't break it. I had nothing to do with it. I wasn't even here. I came home from vacation.
You should
vacation.
Have been guarding the microphone.
I came home from vacation and it was broken. I honestly don't know what happened. And it's very frustrating. I know. I don't know what to tell you.
Gremlins?
That's where I was leaning. Yes, Gremlins.
All right, I'll forgive you. So what are you going to do? You going to send it back to shore?
I guess I will. I mean, I did that once before.
Tell them.
I have to call them and find out what happened. Because it's very strange. Like, it doesn't make sense to me.
Right.
But, yeah. So if my audio sounds wonky, I mean, I'm doing the best I can with my makeshift setup.
And you're
working. Try unplugging it and plugging it back in.
Numerous times. It's definitely something wrong with the microphone.
Did you plug it into a different machine?
I don't have any other machines to plug it into.
Your PlayStation 4.
I didn't even think of plugging it in.
It works, actually. Yeah. I tried that.
Okay, well, these are all options.
Do you have more than one USB port on your PC?
I have three. And yes, I tried multiple USB ports.
Did you try the fourth port?
Is that my butt?
It is your butt.
I figured as much.
You picked up on that way too quickly.
Well, I picked up on your humor way too quickly.
Right.
So how was Disney World? Did you get kicked out of there or anything?
I did not get kicked out of Disney. We had a very nice time. Really don't have too many crazy stories to tell about Disney other than we went to Disney. And the best thing about Disney, if you stay in the park, is extra hours. So
I thought you were going to say the porn channels.
And the porn channels. No, we got to go to Disney World. It's like an hour earlier than everyone else.
Right. They had that in Tokyo, too.
Yeah. And we went and we did that. And we did pretty much all of Fantasyland in that first hour. All those rides that are like 30 seconds long, but in the middle of the day have an hour-long wait.
Like what? What's an example of one of those?
The Winnie the Pooh ride.
Oh, okay.
Peter Pan.
Yep.
Dumbo. The teacups.
Pinocchio?
They don't have that ride anymore.
It's too scary, right?
Well, they have the Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train roller coaster now, and that's brand new, and we got to do that, and that's pretty awesome, actually. That's a fun ride.
It's good to know.
Yeah, and we did Space Mountain. Sabrina did Space Mountain.
Oh, yeah? How'd she like it?
She loved it. It was her favorite ride.
Hmm.
So, yeah. Ty's like the perfect height now for Disney.
Is he? I don't know that he's going to like that Space Mountain.
Yeah. It was funny because Sabrina did Space Mountain, which I didn't think she would. I thought she was going to be so scared. She loved it. But on the Haunted Mansion, you would think that we were submitting her to some form of torture.
Yeah, Ty didn't like that.
That's kind of what that is, right? It's such a weird attraction there.
I don't know. I loved it. I love it, and it was Elliot's favorite ride, was the Haunted Mansion.
The waiting online for an hour and a half is the torture.
Well, we were there at the perfect time. The longest line we waited on was 15 minutes.
Oh, that's the perfect trip.
Mm-hmm. So there you go. Shit. Disney. Right.
How do you
right
do that? You got to teach me how to do that.
You have to go in. You have to go when all public schools are in session.
No. But you took your kid out.
But not a holiday. Yeah, we took Sabrina. Well, she's in first grade. What is she going to miss? How to tie her shoes?
Right. What about second grade?
Yeah, well, it gets tougher. It gets tougher. You don't have much time left.
That's all right.
Yeah, no, you don't care.
Can you just pay more and skip the lines? Don't they have that?
They do have that. You could get the VIP fast pass bracelet. The guy who tried to sell us on the timeshare told us you would give us free ones if we went to the seminar. So
what
I know
does
it exists. It's basically now they have it in this wristband, and you go up this little like podium thing. It's kind of like Apple Pay.
Okay.
And you just put your little wristband up against the sign.
Your magic band.
Yeah, the magic band. And if the magic band turns green, then you can go right onto the ride without having to wait online.
You mean you just walk past the door will
it's
open?
It's a separate line.
Do the people on the long line see you going into the shorter line?
Yeah, I mean, everyone gets a magic band, and you can get up to three fast passes a day.
No, 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 you didn't answer my question. I'm asking, like, are the people booing you as you cut them in the line?
No, because everyone has done it at least two or three times that day themselves.
I don't know. This sounds like E3 when you have an appointment and they usher you past everybody.
Do you not understand how Disney World works?
I've been to the one. I mean, the only one I've been to recently is the one in Japan.
Okay,
so I know how that one works very well.
It all works according by the Fast Pass.
I've done the Fast Pass.
Yeah, that's all it is.
But it sucked. It would afford me like to go on one ride without waiting on a line.
You get three. You get three rides without waiting on a line.
Yeah, and.
Everybody.
Japan, you gotta like, I don't know, you have to buy like a pass to get that or something.
Oh, no. Everyone gets three rides without waiting online. We used ours on Peter Pan, the Disney Mine Train, and the Fast Track. Not the Fast Track, the old Speedway in Magic Kingdom.
Have you put your magic band on your Disney Infinity portal yet?
No, but I know it does something. I need to do that. So, and I will. I'll do it.
I believe in you.
I know. It's not like it requires that much effort.
All that shit's winding up right on the NSA database.
Oh, all yeah, totally.
That turkey leg you ate.
I didn't have a turkey leg. But yes, you set your credit card up to it. And it's also your room key.
Right.
So it's like,
what crazy thing did you eat there? Like
the craziest thing. Well, we went to dinner at Ohana, which is a pretty fun restaurant. You'd like it actually. It's all grilled meats, like chicken, steak, and shrimp.
Right.
So that was pretty yummy.
That's like a Japanese thing, right?
Polynesian.
Ooh.
Yeah. They give you pineapple bread.
I like pineapple.
Yeah, it's yummy. And we also went to, we had a Dole Whip, which is also really good.
Pineapple and ice cream?
Yeah, pretty much. So, yeah.
There it is.
I know, it's very disappointing. I know you're expecting me to say something crazy like...
Nobody shit themselves while waiting for a ride or anything like that?
Nope, no, the kids were pretty well behaved. We did get a stroller. Which, you know, both my kids don't need strollers anymore, but we got
but
one
you
for
did.
Disney. Yeah. Now, it was
they pushed you around.
Yeah. They pushed me around, made sure I didn't, you know, hurt anybody.
Yeah.
So that was pretty cool. And that's all I got.
All right. Well, what everybody wants to know, Fendozer writes in and wants to know how Shipwreck is planning on playing Baller Beats when his basement is finished.
I don't think I'll be able to. It's the set, like, I had to think for a couple days about that and decide that I had to make the sacrifice of not being able to play Baller Beats in my basement anymore.
You tried to engineer a way out of it, though, right?
Right. I thought about it. I just couldn't come up with a good solution. I guess I could somehow get a hardwood floor that I could put together on top of my carpet and play that way. I could just go to my brother-in-law's.
You could get one of those breakdancing floors.
And play it there. It just isn't going to bounce right.
How about an outdoor setup?
That could work.
That should be
the thing. Is like
easy.
with the way my basement, like, media room is going to be, I don't think there's going to be much connect going on in there.
I'm
going
to ask the other question. When was the last time you played Baller Beats?
Oh, it's probably been a year at least.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter.
By the way, that sentence about playing Kinect, you could just insert any adjective you want in front of room, and you would have the same result. There won't be a lot of Kinect played in it.
I still have the Kinect in my living room, which will
be fine. But you're not playing with it.
No, but he uses it to turn his Xbox on.
There'll be a Kinect downstairs, but it's not like I can play like Dance Central or anything.
But what do you do when you want to say something like Xbox, watch Fox News?
Stop messing with people's Xboxes. Come
Xbox,
on.
Volume up, or Xbox, volume Stop. Up, or Stop. Xbox, volume Stop. Up.
Fox News. All right.
Some of my modded consoles back.
Nice.
I got the modded NES and the Super Nintendo and the N64.
And what can they do now that they couldn't do before?
They can output through the RGB SCART cables.
How come they can't output through HDMI?
Because that has not been finished yet.
That
they are working on an NES HDMI mod. But I mean, the way my setup will be is the SCART will then go into the FrameMeister. Well, it'll go to the SCART switch first, of course.
Duh.
So it goes from the SCART switcher to the FrameMeister, and then the FrameMeister is where the HDMI goes into the TV. So it's still an HDMI. It's just, there's a couple steps in there.
There's a lot of cables in between.
There's a few cables in between. There's going to be a lot of cables involved here. There's no getting around this. But, and people have been asking me where I got the consoles modded and everything, and I didn't want to say until I had tested them out and made sure they were all good and everything. But yeah, they all work. So the site I went through is called retrofixes.com. It's just a dude. He lives in South Carolina, Asheville, North Carolina, one of the Carolinas.
Carolina, it was Carolina on your mind.
That was it. Yeah. So I just boxed all my stuff up, sent it to him. It took him about a month to get it back to me, which I thought was pretty quick for. He did four consoles. He also did the rechargeable battery in the Dreamcast mod, and he was on vacation for a week in there too. So I was happy with it.
Awesome.
It's not cheap. I wouldn't say it's cheap by any means.
Right. But if you're doing this, you're not probably concerned about saving money.
Yeah, you're insane basically at this point anyways.
Right.
So.
If you know what a SCART switcher is, then you got some serious issues and you're not thinking.
You have to understand like how many weird websites I've signed up for recently and like I'm on waiting lists for when artisanal retro mods come available.
What is an artisanal retro mod?
Why is everything artisanal now?
Yeah, does it like come with honey as opposed to sugar sweetened?
I don't know. It's a box for the Dreamcast for the VGA. That's one of the things I'm waiting for. I'm waiting for another SCART switcher that's supposed to be the end all be all of SCART switchers. I don't know. There's a couple other things I'm like waiting on lists for when these things magically become available.
sounds exhausting, quite frankly. But
it
I'm
is.
Sure the end result's going to be amazing. But for now, it sounds really
I was very
exhausting.
Pleased when I started playing with these things. It's very cool to see them on an HDTV.
Yeah, even my wife thought it looked really cool with the pictures that you put up. So if she thinks it looks cool.
And that was just with me taking a picture with my iPhone. That wasn't like capture or anything.
Are you going to do that? Are you going to hook up the capture thing and start twitching? Retro twitches with Shipwreck?
I think I'll do that stuff. It's all set up for that. I mean, it's crazy enough that I have it to where it splits out to a video capture device. And it also can be played, like it goes to the TV that's in the bar area as well. So I don't know what I'm doing. It's insane.
So you're saying people could be watching?
Yeah, if they come to my bar, there will be instant streaming.
Does your wife know that you're never having a second child if you get all this set up?
she knows me pretty well.
She's down with all this.
Oh, yes, she was very happy that everything worked. I knew that.
Right. Well, it's yeah. Why it's complicated enough. Yeah. I mean, you want the shit to work.
You spent all that money.
So I'm going to be updating my PowerPoint and everything because I went through a lot of effort to figure out what all I wanted to order to get everything up and running satisfactorily or satisfactory. Right.
Satisfactorily.
That's a long word.
Sure is.
So I figured I'll pass that along to other people.
That's very nice of you. Whoops, I just got tangled up on my microphone. Sorry.
Nice.
This is 8-Bit Acrylic writes in and wants to know how long is what's the origin story of the basement? There's no origin story, right? You just decided you wanted to make a game room.
He had a basement.
He had a basement. And it hasn't been that long.
Well, actually, what I heard was that the house didn't have a basement, but it was bitten by a radioactive uncle, and a rumpus room was formed.
I see.
I mean, we've been planning on this for quite a while. We just decided to finally do it.
Right.
It just made sense budget-wise at the moment.
And plus, you want your daughter to be able to enjoy it.
Right. You know? Yeah, she'll have her space down there. And cage her in.
By the keg, right?
Right, by the keg. She can learn how to pour those and bring them to me. Uh-huh. Just a sip, honey. Just a sip.
Yeah. There's no show feedback here, Wombat. What's up?
You know what? There wasn't that much to begin with, and it was mostly about my
shit microphone.
My Kingpin impersonation. No, that's going to be next episode. I am not looking forward to the comments. I apologize. Yeah. I apologize profusely. Hopefully, the sound gets better as the show goes on, as I kind of figure out the kinks with this weird setup that I have going on.
I think if people are doing drugs or drinking, then you'll probably sound better.
Yeah.
But other than that, I don't know why it would sound
well.
Better.
You and Ship will sound fine, so it's really just me. I mean, it could be worse, right? Right.
Right. Your nose could be gushing blood.
Exactly. That only happened to
me. Is it?
No, it happened to me. Where did it happen? It happened to me once. I want to say when we were like driving from Disney to my in-laws, I think I got a bloody nose.
Well, that is a pretty hectic ride.
My in-laws stress me out, so, you know, bloody nose.
I have to explain to them about, like, Fox News, that they shouldn't be watching Fox News all the time.
That was so terrible. But anyway.
Were you able to convey to them, like, that they shouldn't be watching that stuff all the time?
I'm not even going to get into it.
So the answer is yes or no? No. So the answer is no. You're not able.
It's 100% no, but it doesn't matter.
I would like a shot at convincing them.
I would love to give you a
I mean,
shot.
Not them necessarily, but somebody like them.
Mm-hmm.
I think I could be successful. Did you feel like you made any progress at all, or was it just really frustrating?
It was just funny. To use Google as a weapon is always fun.
Well, if you get all your facts from Fox News, I think you have a lot of things that aren't facts. So, yes, Google would probably be able to defeat you.
Yeah.
Speaking of being defeated, you saw Avengers 2?
I did. I saw Avengers 2, and that is a movie I saw.
You know, I had a free night. Ty had a birthday party to go to,
mm-hmm.
and Mrs. Chibi was like, hey, we could go see a movie. And I said, all right, Avengers 2. But I just couldn't get excited enough about it to actually go see it, and we didn't go see it.
It's not as good as Avengers 1. I mean, I don't know what that really means at the end of the day. It's not as good as Avengers 1. That's the basics.
Let's table anything further on it until all three of us.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to say. I'm not going to give anything away.
Do I even want to see it, though? I think I find these movies boring.
No, you want to see it.
No, you don't. Did you like Guardians of the Galaxy?
That I liked a lot.
Did you like Captain America 2?
I enjoyed that one. It was kind of long, but I enjoyed it. Yeah.
I watched it. I got all cut up. I'm ready to go see this movie.
What'd you think of Captain America 2? The embargo's up on that. You could spoil that all you want. So what'd you think?
Well, I watched it. I watched it and Thor 2 on back to back nights.
Mm-hmm.
Thor 2. That is not great.
No,
it's fine, but it's definitely not as high quality as the rest of the Marvel movies mm-hmm. are. I don't know. It just seemed like they didn't think their way through the script all that well to make it interesting. There's a bunch of stuff that could have been a better movie in there.
I agree. 100%. Everything you said is very accurate.
But it got the job done. Like, it was fine. But then, so after watching that, Captain America 2 was great.
Yeah. Right.
Right. Right. Breath of fresh air.
It's a much better made movie. It's a lot more fun even.
Yeah, it was a fun movie.
Yeah, there's something like Thor 2, it's almost humorless, which is interesting because Thor 1 was actually very funny.
Right, when he throws the beer down.
The coffee cup on the floor. And
right.
Yeah, there's that fish out of water humor to it, but it didn't, it's like they said, no, this one's going to be all serious and not that exciting, I guess.
I think they had a really big problem too with... They made a plot so large about, like, basically the end of the universe as we know it.
Mm-hmm.
But then they didn't bother to bring any of the other Avengers aboard.
Yeah.
Like, this wasn't just, like, a personal, like,
the movie would have worked. Yeah, the movie would have worked better if they actually didn't have Earth on it at all.
Yeah, like, hey, they're attacking Asgard.
Yeah, Vidadal.
That's another issue with these Thor movies is like they just start saying words and you're like,
right. China Flime.
That's a floor cleaner, I'm pretty
no.
sure.
Right.
I can't even remember the name of the bad guy because I have no idea how it's spelled.
Flim Flam.
Right.
Malekith.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. No, you're right. I agree with you. So there you go. That must mean something.
Right. I think I might remember more of Thor 2 than Captain America 2, though, just because there was so much. I remember the bad more than the good, mm-hmm. I guess.
Because it's more fun to talk about how bad something was than to talk about how good something was.
Yeah, it wasn't even that bad. It was just, it could have been a lot better.
No. Yeah.
Speaking of Avengers, I have some codes to give away for Marvel Heroes. Ultron. Not, right? Yeah, Ultron.
No, Vision.
Codes. Vision. Right. Why do I? Right. Is Vision in the movie?
Yes.
Oh, Vision. Yeah, I know it. I know the story. Right, right, right.
It's on the poster.
Right. It's not a spoiler unless you have no idea that there's a Target exclusive Vision figure.
Hmm. Right. Anyway, Marvel Heroes is that piece. Have you played that? It's like Diablo. It's on the PC. It's free to play. But I have about 10... Vision codes to give away. So if you're interested in them, just post in the show thread and tell me that you're interested in them and give us some other comment about the show or
something.
Marvel Heroes or anything. Marvel or whatever you
talk
want.
About how great my audio sounds.
Yeah. I saw a really good movie. I was sick. Was that yesterday?
2 days ago.
I had a fever, and I watched Top 5. It was the 99-cent rental on iTunes. It's the Chris Rock movie that no one probably saw because they never watched it.
Did you say Madagascar 5?
Well, that's exactly it. I mean, he basically plays a version of himself in the movie, and he's most known for – in the movie, he's most known for playing like a part where nobody would actually see his face, just like the zebra in Madagascar. And it's really funny and it's really well done and it's smart and it makes you think. I cried like 3 times while watching it, but that could have been the fever. I'm not sure.
You also cry a lot.
I do cry a lot, but only at entertainment. And the entertainment doesn't need to be necessarily good.
You mean like the Supergirl trailer? Did you cry during the Supergirl trailer?
No, I don't think I did. It was almost bad enough. No, it actually wasn't that bad.
It looked fine.
Anyway, Top 5. You should watch Top. Don't change the subject so quickly. I want people to watch Top 5. I think it was actually very interesting. And it was funny. Like, I laughed out. Even though I watched it by myself, I laughed out loud probably like 10 to 15 times during the movie. So, and Jerry Seinfeld makes it rain at some point. I did watch the Supergirl trailer. I didn't think it was that bad. I just thought it was not targeted to me.
Well, you know,
a 41-year-old man.
It's funny. It's like, oh, it's like Ally McBeal. And there's Ally McBeal.
That's who that was. That's why she looks so familiar.
It's Ally McBeal.
The beginning of it reminded me a lot of Devil Wears Prada.
Yeah, yeah, I think it's supposed to.
Yeah, which I'm fine with. That's a movie I can watch.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'll give the show a chance. And again, that's the thing about a TV show, though. You know, if they have the ability to make changes if something isn't working. It's not like a movie.
I think this could...
Make changes when something is working.
Yeah, or make changes when something is working. Yeah, we can talk about that later.
I think this could be a successful movie. Like, it seems like the right type of thing for, I don't know, like a chick flick, like the thing that they made fun of on Saturday Night Live with Black Widow.
I was gonna say like the Black Widow.
But it's not a bad idea.
Saturday Night Live.
It's not a bad idea.
Well, they made that movie with
Uma Thurman,
My Superhero Girlfriend.
That movie's terrible. Yeah, it's a bad movie.
Right?
Was it? I thought it got good reviews.
It was a bad movie.
Let's make a good movie.
And that movie's like 10 years old. Older.
It's My Super Ex Girlfriend, right?
Yes, that is a bad movie.
No, I feel like that's a good review. It got good. Oh no, 40% Rotten Tomatoes.
It's a bad movie. Trust me.
I saw it. I mean, I watched it.
What's going on with the Jim and the Hologram trailer? Can we throw that in here as well?
Oh God, that thing looked terrible.
I didn't even
watch
it.
What bad?
What was that? Like it seemed like they just totally threw away everything that was Jim and the Holograms, and it's just a story about a teenage girl who gets famous and gets rid of her friends and then learns that that's a bad idea. Like the entire plot was in the trailer and it didn't involve the Misfits or Spectre or any kind
there's,
of holograms.
There's part of me that wants to think that that trailer is like to throw you off.
Yeah, right.
And that the Misfits are really in the movie. They just don't want to reveal it yet. But maybe I'm giving the studio too much credit.
I mean, once in a while, they take a license for something that's kind of old and not maybe that valuable, and they just slap it on a movie, and then it has nothing to really do with the license, but they just put the name on it because it's better, because at least people may have heard of it. It happens once in a while. I'm not crazy.
No, of course not.
So they're probably just doing that again.
That's what I have to say about that.
And think about it. Seriously, could they really make a good Gem in the Hologram?
Yeah, if they did it like Scott Pilgrim style, it could work.
Oh, but I mean, think about what are the odds of that happening in Hollywood today?
Yeah, considering that Scott Pilgrim didn't make any money, that's not a good analogy.
It's just
I don't think that's a great movie. I do. It just did. It didn't.
Right.
No one in Hollywood is ever going to make a movie like that again.
Was Speed Racer before that?
Yes, that also I don't think made any money.
That cost a lot of money.
That movie cost a lot of money. Yeah.
What else are we? I watched the Legends of Tomorrow trailer.
That is weird.
I watched that as well. Who are these characters?
And since you asked, Shipwreck, Vandal Savage, the bad guy that they reference in the Legends.
Yes, Vandal Savage, my favorite character name.
Vandal Savage is one of my favorite villains in comic books.
Fred's brother.
Yes, Fred's immortal brother, Vandal.
Plenty of room in the crotch.
Vandal Savage was a caveman who touched a magic rock that made him super intelligent and immortal.
So super intelligent guy named himself that?
Yes. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Is he the guy in Justice League Doom?
Yes.
He's the guy who...
He's the bad guy in Justice League Doom, yes.
He's like the main guy, right?
Yes.
At the top?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No, he's pretty cool, that guy.
Yeah, see, I told you. He's pretty badass.
He's like a multi-bajillionaire.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, and he's got the
been around forever.
He's got a cool beard, which really...
He does have a cape, I think,
mm-hmm.
or something.
Yeah, yeah. He's
also in a
handful of episodes of Justice League Unlimited, which are also some of the better episodes.
You had Ice Gun Guy, and you had Heat Gun Guy.
Yep. Do you know what the Ice Gun Guy's last name is?
Savage.
Snart. 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 Snart.
Great.
Leonard Snart. Leonard Snart.
You had guy that doesn't have to have a fire gun because he's made out of fire.
Mm-hmm. Firestorm. Who really doesn't shoot fire. That's not really like his main power, but whatever.
Yeah, I'm somewhat familiar with Firestorm because he was on Justice League back in the day.
Yeah, he was. Uh-huh.
Then you have... nondescript characters.
You have the weird, what did they do to the Atom?
Oh, yeah, you have Ant-Man.
Yeah.
Ant-Man slash Iron Man.
Mm-hmm. Iron
Ant. Played by Superman.
Yes. Super Iron Ant.
And you have, of course, Flash and Arrow.
And who probably won't be on it.
The two girls.
Yes. Hawk Girl. Which
Hawk Girl. That's correct. She didn't have her costume on.
No, they didn't show her in costume, which I guess is a thing. And they also had White Canary, which I've been told is an actual character. Hmm. But I will refer to her as Better Canary because I know what the alternative is.
Laurel?
Yeah.
I like the other canary.
Yeah.
Sarah Canary.
Sarah Canary. Sarah Canary is the Better Canary. And Rip Hunter, who I also like. Rip Hunter isn't a bad character either.
Well, I know. I haven't finished the season's Flash yet. Not Flash. I'm up to date on Flash. Not up to date on Arrow. Have you finished Arrow?
I am not. I have all three. I have three episodes left, and they're saved. And I have Tuesday's Flash I haven't watched yet.
Did you see the one? I mean, I don't think this is going to be much of a spoiler for people, but if you're worried about it, don't listen. But it involves romance. So if you don't care about romance, then...
Wait, is that a character?
No.
That, you know what? I could totally see there being a DC villain named Romance.
How about Bromance?
I was just about to say that. Or Bromance.
Bromance is the reverse version of Romance.
Of Bromance, yeah.
So you saw Oliver and Felicity do it or no?
Watch them bang each other, yeah.
You saw that?
Yes.
Remember many weeks ago when I asked you if that
relationship
was
over? And I thought they were
going to
end it, and I was so... trust me, no one was more upset that they got together.
It's like the start of the season. Like, no, don't worry. They're not going to pursue that relationship. Everybody knows it's annoying and it doesn't work. They get it. It's just over. It's over. You're not going
to
see it ever again.
No one listens to me. No one. But I'm right, though, that it's terrible.
It's completely unbelievable in every way.
I'm sure she's a very nice young lady.
You're talking about the writing and the character.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with the actress. Or you know, anything like that. But yeah, that character's got to go.
It's just there's no way like that that Oliver Queen would fall in love with that character.
Yeah.
It's just hard to watch.
You falling in love with Tori Spelling makes more sense.
I didn't say I was in love with Tori Spelling.
For those who don't know, GPD is in love with Tori Spelling.
I'm marrying Jenny Garth. What are you talking about?
But you're in love with Tori Spelling. That's the controversy.
No, I said, so first of all, so there's an actor named David Abrams who's marrying Jenny Garth, who was the actress, one of the actresses on 90210. And I said to Wombat that Jenny Garth wouldn't even make my top three of 90210 girls.
Which I think is preposterous.
What?
Preposterous.
I mean, there's a lot of hot ones.
Yes, there are definitely a lot of hot ones. But the fact that you rank Tori Spelling above Jenny Garth is blasphemous.
Her body is ridiculous,
blasphemous.
Though. Her body
blasphemous,
is ridiculous.
Blasphemous.
I mean, I don't know. Jenny Garth, I never found Jenny Garth attractive.
I don't understand you.
I don't know. I don't like her body. I don't know. I mean, she was okay. And she was always like the oldest one on the show.
No, that would be Andrea.
Okay, well, she doesn't count. Nobody was listing her.
No, no one. That is true. No one is listing her.
Unless you had a thing for older women.
I mean, I'll give you Tiffany Amber Thiessen, but, you know.
Right. And then who else? Who were the other hotties? There was like a super cute one.
I mean, you know, there's always Shannon Doherty, who in her prime was...
Yeah, she was hot.
She was pretty hot in her prime.
I would take... She could definitely make the top three of anybody's list on that.
Yep.
And Tori Spelling? I mean, look, if you... Her face wasn't the best, okay? But her personality, and I mean, her character on the show was horrible.
Her personality, okay.
Not her personality.
Okay, Brian Austin,
I'm saying the character's personality. But Tiffany Amber Thiessen's character, what was her name? Do you remember?
No.
She was from Buffalo, though. I remember that.
Let's see. By the way, you now have me looking up. Joey Tata, are you into him?
No, he's not my type. Valerie.
Yeah.
Her name was Valerie Malone.
Yes.
Yeah, she was on the list, and I don't know. I like Tori Spelling. She could look okay. She didn't always look like plastic.
Lindsay Price in her prime. I'll give
See, they don't have the pictures on here. I don't know.
Yeah.
Or they're slow to load. But anyway, that's enough 90210 probably.
For this week, I think that's enough.
Stay tuned next week for more 90210 Hour.
Anyway, good luck to David Abrams on his wedding.
Hilary Swank was on 16 episodes.
I have more Twitter followers than him, by the way. I checked.
Okay.
I think it's him.
You're the more famous David Abrams?
I don't, maybe.
Does that make you happy?
It doesn't make me anything.
Valerie was Tiffany Thiessen, by the way.
I just said that.
Oh, okay.
Well, you agree. You said, yeah, after I said it.
I thought you... No, never mind. Never mind. Don't ask me questions.
Valerie Malouin from Buffalo. Mm-hmm. She was like, she would smoke weed. She would like, once in a while, she might steal something. She was, you know, or she would be naked in your room or just be in her underwear in your room.
She has a cooking show now that's really good.
Is she in her underwear?
No. But she had Jason Priestley on it once.
Great. All right. Where else are we on this outline here?
We have an outline?
New releases?
Yeah, let's do new releases. Let's talk about some video games.
Some video game time.
I wasn't even finished talking about the Konami thing.
Well, yeah, we talked about Konami earlier. We can talk about that here in a little while.
Okay.
New releases. I don't see it on this list. Isn't The Witcher out?
It's next week.
It's next week? Okay.
The reviews are out.
The reviews are out. It got very good reviews. So this week...
It's got like a 92.
Yeah. It looks cool. I want to say I'll get it, but...
How come you're not excited about it? How come Wombat's not excited about it? It sounds like this is exactly your type of game.
They say it's not
hard. That tutorial last time was...
No, they say it's not like that now.
I just found The Witcher 2 just a little too... I don't know. There's something about it where... I like my games a little more user-friendly, I guess.
This is easier, they said.
I don't know. I felt like the last one was just a little too... And don't forget to do this, and don't forget to do that. And I felt like... I know this sounds dumb, and there are going to be people who are probably playing this game for this reason. I felt like I was more playing The Witcher's story than playing my story. And when I'm playing an RPG, I want to be playing my story, not some preordained story. Does that make sense?
I see. Sure.
There you go. So there you go. That's why I'm not that interested. Is that fair?
I'm interested, just... I don't know.
Yeah.
If it was coming at a different time of year when my basement was finished and I could play it on all 120 inches, then I would be more interested.
It's a lot of Witcher right there.
Right.
That don't treat you gentle. I'll tell you that.
So this week, then, we have Ultratron.
That's from Boogie Nights, by the way.
Yeah. I thought it was Ultra Ron. I'm glad you mentioned it. I don't know who Ultra Ron is, but he sounds like a party dude.
It seems like a pretty good time to release your game called Ultratron.
Does it?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's enough to where the name sounds enough like Ultron.
Oh, I see. I would wait for the next Tron.
Yeah, because now it sounds like Ultratron. I mean, there's got to be some sort of copyright something with that title somewhere. Right. Something's not right. Well,
it's actually like a Robotron type of game.
Perfect. So they can get sued from both.
Get sued by a lot of people.
It looks good.
That's what you want, actually.
It looks fun.
Okay.
Let's
get it now before it gets pulled off.
That's going to be the selling point
PS4
for all games
for $2,000 with Ultratron.
Project Cars, that was the thing that came out, I guess?
Yes.
For PS Plus.
I played the early version. I played the early version. It's good, but it doesn't have a rewind button, so I can't play it.
Ship, have you been playing any Action Hank on the PC?
I played that back in early access. I haven't played the final version that came out, but it's a fun little cute game. Mm-hmm. It's where you're playing as the action figure, and it's not an endless runner, but it's kind of got that style to it.
That just came out.
Yeah, we played that at E3 last year.
Mm-hmm. Shipwreck's had that in his Steam library forever.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's been
forever.
It's been a long time on.
Like 2 years, right? RDX.
Not 2 years. Shortly after E3 last year.
Okay. So a year.
Yeah. About a year.
About 2 years, by my math.
By GBD years, 2 years. yeah, you run through like Hot Wheel tracks type of stuff and jump and run and try to beat times. It's fun. It's a cute little game. I guess it's $13.49 on Steam. That seems appropriately priced. I know that the Scandinavia version of Euro Truck Simulator 2 came out, GB.
Yes, I do have. I have Euro Truck Simulator 2 regular edition, but I don't think I'm going to go for this one because GTA, you can drive trucks. Get your truck driving fixed with that.
What about, are you going to go for Shrooms?
Yes.
You got some Shrooms? What?
I don't know. There's a game called Shrooms.
You know, it's good. It's fried Shrooms.
No.
Just saying. It's a good thing.
I don't know what that is.
Fried mushrooms?
I don't know. I got too many games now.
I have sealed games. I'm like, ugh, sealed games. I can't buy anything. these are real problems, people.
Right. You got to get that microphone fixed. Right. That's your big problem.
I know. Please. That's only one thing on a list of things that needs to be done around this house. You go away for a week, you think I was gone for like 3 years. But...
Is that it for the new releases?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not much.
Not much. Let's do an ad for one of our favorite sponsors, Harry's.
Let me tell you something about Harry's.
Harry's.com,
yes,
you mean?
Yes, as you're well aware, I was on vacation for one full week. And during that week, I did not pack my razor. So when I came home... I don't know if people are aware of this, but when I don't shave for a week, I come back home and I look like Grizzly Adams, but Brillo pads. Think of like a 1960s G.I. Joe figure. That's what my face looked like.
Right. Like if you happen to try to kiss your wife, she recoils in horror from the bristliness.
Exactly. She gets,
I know the
get
film.
Away from me, you monster, I believe is what she actually said. So I did the only...
I'm the same way. Two Jews, we probably had like the same hair facial, genetics.
Yep. That's that Eastern European, Russian.
Exactly. Yep. That's what I got. Exactly.
And so I did the only sensible thing that a man in my position can do is I whipped out my Harry's razor. And it was as if it's like a hot knife through butter. Just getting rid of every little follicle off my face.
Nice.
So that's why I'm telling you right now, people out and listening on your, wherever you are you on a train? If you're in your car, hit the little button. Or if you're using your Xbox, just say, Xbox, go to harrys.com.
I like that you're telling people who are driving a car to just go
to
the
website.
You know what?
A smooth face is more important than traffic safety.
Okay. I don't know if that's a good thing to say, but okay.
But if you go to harrys.com now... you can get $5 off your purchase if you type in the coupon code Cheapy. What is it?
CAGCAST.
I should.
It's really hard.
Well,
to remember.
I just wanted you to say it. I was giving you an op.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, thank you. You wanted me to be involved.
I was getting you involved. So there you go.
You know what I like about the Harry's race? First of all, you should. Yeah, you should definitely pick up one of those kits, and they're really cheap, especially after you use that coupon code and it's got free shipping and stuff. So definitely check them out. I like that. I'm very clumsy, as you probably know, so I drop everything. So I drop the Harry's razor all the time, and when you drop that thing, it sounds like you're dropping a 16-ounce glass. That's how solid it is. It doesn't break. There's nothing breaks ever, but it just, that's what it sounds. I don't know if you ever dropped it in the shower.
No, I don't shave in the shower.
You don't?
No, I wear glasses.
Oh, I have to do it in the shower. My bristles are so thick, I got to do it in the shower.
Well, the problem is that I wear glasses.
Heat it
otherwise,
up.
I would love to, but I can't. I don't wear contact lenses in the shower, and I don't know. It's like all.
Yeah, it would be.
I can't see my face.
And especially if you have to shave your head as well, it's just too messy.
I wouldn't know anything about that because I have a luscious full head of hair.
yes, you do. Yes, on your back and head.
What can you, no one's perfect. Yeah.
Yes. So anyway, go to harrys.com, coupon code CAGCAST to get $5 off. I'm sure you can find something great and a nice little gift for Father's Day, which is coming up. And this is a good gift for Father's Day because it's cheap, but it doesn't look cheap.
You know what?
Your dad will be impressed, and he'll be impressed that you thought of something.
That is
like
not
this.
A bad idea. I have a father, and he's probably expecting something.
Yeah, I recommend the aftershave. I mean, the aftershave is good, and also the shaving foam. Or gel, yes. Rather. The shaving gel I've tried. Stuff. Those are both really good. So harrys.com, coupon code CatCast. Thank you. The MPDs came out. They did.
Mortal Kombat was number one. Whoop, whoop.
Toasty.
So I guess that $89 of the DLC or whatever it was didn't matter?
No.
I think it did okay.
Sure did. Bloodborne dropped out of the top 10.
I think it did not so great in its second month.
No, but Dark Souls is there. So
that's on more platforms.
Yep. Just saying.
Speaking of platforms, Xbox One outsold the PlayStation 4 this month. Or last month, April.
Nobody knows why.
Nobody can figure out a clue why.
Was it by like, 10,000 consoles? Was it by 100,000 consoles?
Probably no, it could have been by like 3 consoles. And either way, it would have been fine.
The last 3 months or so, like when PlayStation 4 was outselling Xbox One, I was confused at that as well. Just because the Xbox One was cheaper and PlayStation 4 was not like killing it games-wise either.
Yeah, but Xbox One's just been riding negative wave of
negativity.
Yeah, but at the same point, it's like people going into a store. I just couldn't figure out what the swinging factor was where they were going PlayStation or Xbox One at that point.
It is nice to see people getting their Xbox on.
Stop it, Ma. That's so mean. What a dick.
I'm the biggest dick there is.
Yeah, I think a lot of people just haven't jumped into on either side because there's still not that many compelling reasons to buy either new console, I feel. You know, depending on what you're into.
Mortal Kombat.
Huh?
It's got the Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. I heard that game selling really well. Although, who knows what the numbers are. It's so disappointing they don't give numbers anymore. Because Battlefield Hardline, Visceral just had some layoffs. And that was number 3.
Yeah.
So who knows? Who knows?
Okay.
But about that Mortal Kombat.
How is it? You still playing it?
Number one with a bullet.
Still playing it?
I have not played it this week.
Okay.
But I'd like to get back to it.
That's okay. I only played one game this week. And that was Star Wars Rebels Pinball. It's on everything, but I was playing it on the Xbox. And that's fun. Actually, you know what? As pinball tables go, it is one of the better ones. It happens to be really good. It's much better than, last one I talked about was Age of Ultron, which I didn't love, to be quite honest. And I usually love all of them. But Star Wars Rebels, and I'm not that familiar with the show. It's a fun table. It's got a lot of stuff going on, and it's very creative, and you could definitely tell they took time with this one. So I recommend it. It's worth checking out, even if you're only a casual fan of Star Wars Rebels. So there you go.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I'm sure you will.
I won't. I like those pinball games.
Yeah,
but
I'll play it. I have it. I just haven't gotten around.
Are you excited for Pinball Portal?
I am very excited for
Pinball Portal.
Yeah, that
should be pretty awesome.
That seems like it has a lot of opportunity to be great.
Yes.
Because it's going to have the GLaDOS voice, so that's all you need.
GLaDOS?
Really. Yeah. Isn't that her name? GLaDOS?
GLaDOS?
GLaDOS? I don't know. Are we done talking about Konami?
No, let's talk about Konami.
We didn't even start talking about Konami, or did we?
Oh.
Yeah. A little bit at the beginning of the show. But so, yeah, Konami's going down in flames as far as video games go. It seems like they just don't want to spend the money to make AAA games. So the whole...
The return is not going to be great right now. I mean, think about it.
I think they would have lost money on that next Silent Hill game. I really do. If they were pouring a whole lot of money into making it, I just don't think they would have been able to recoup it on a horror game.
It seems like it would be pretty hard. There's just not that many PS4 and Xbox Ones out there, and you know, what are you going to do? If you're going to spend $100 million making and marketing a game, it's going to be tough to make that money back. Casinos are better. Health clubs, better. So did you watch the video that Konami tried to get taken down, but then got put back up?
Yeah, I mean, it was basically about the kind of the working conditions and what has been going on behind the scenes, the rumors at least at Konami. I mean, it was pretty standard stuff like that you would expect anyways. At least to me, it was like as
from a big company.
Yeah, from a big company that kind of wants to make it so people quit. I don't know. I watched it and I went, "Yep, this all seems logical to me."
But people were mad though. Like they're like, "You can't treat Kojima that way. Guy's a legend. How can you just like push him aside?"
The guy's a legend, yeah. But his games cost a lot of money to make, and I'm sure he makes a
forever.
Very good salary. And yes, they take forever to come out. So, and they have to look at it and go, "Hey, that Metal Gear Rising game we put out, we can just do Metal Gear games without this guy and still do it for cheaper. Maybe not sell as many, but still turn a profit." Like that's
iPhone games,
right?
Metal Gear Solid trading card.
Well, they did that once on the PSP. They had those Metal Gear card games
twice.
I'm surprised that those aren't on the on mobile devices.
Oh,
I was going to say it actually makes perfect sense. It's not like the games don't exist.
Yeah, they'll get there. Don't worry. They'll squeeze every last fucking nickel out of that thing. So yeah, it sounds like
I
a bad situation.
Metal Gear Acid. The card game. It wasn't bad.
The card game. I was, you know, I'm not a huge Metal Gear fan, as you probably know, but
I would consider myself a casual Metal Gear fan.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you this question. Like, I have no idea, you know, what the real situation is, but do you think it's possible that Kojima is a pain in the ass? I mean, I don't know.
Do you know
anyone
with lots of money and lots of power at a big company that isn't a pain in the ass?
I mean, I don't know anybody like that.
I'm not going to say I work with people like that, but I may work with people like that.
It's got to. They got to exist. I see a guy that wears glasses like that, like fancy designer glasses, and I just assume that you might be a pain in the ass. That may be me,
might
though.
Be you.
Just be judgmental. Yep. But yeah, I have no idea if he's cool or not. I don't know. I never heard anything bad about him. So, and I've never hung out with him.
So how do we get this Frogger license?
Chibi
We're not
going to
get
it.
They're not selling it. No, they're not. It's not like Konami's shutting down their game. They're not shutting down their gaming division. They're just going to, you know.
They're going to Sega it.
They're going to make iPhone games probably. And they'll make some nice Frogger iPhone games for you, Ship. Don't worry. They're not going to sell it off a license. So sorry.
That's really the disappointing part of all of it is that.
Frogger?
Frogger. But that they have all these iconic franchises that you wish that somebody would put the time and money into like making like really good games with. And now you know that that's just not going to happen.
Right. Well, hey, you know what? Sometimes you get like a fun little iPhone game. you could probably name a couple fun little iPhone games, Ship, that you've,
I'm on
your imagination.
Day 552 of Marvel Puzzle Quest.
See? There's one.
It's pretty good.
See? We got one. I'm sure you can come up with another one, probably. Maybe.
No, that's it. That's the only game that exists on iPhone.
Well, that's all
I
you need is one.
I play a lot of Crossy Road.
Oh, Frogger.
See? Now imagine Crossy Road.
But with a okay, frog. Listen.
No, no, no.
Crossy but there's only one Road. Character and it's a frog.
No, no, you're not thinking big picture. So you have Crossy Road, but now, you know, since Crossy Road stole Frogger first, it's just steal it back, put Frogger on it. And now all the in-app character purchases are all Konami characters, all Metal Gear characters.
Here's another question for you. Would it be cheaper to just sell the Frogger license or have some sort of rev share with the Crossy Road people? And add
no, fuck the Crossy Road people. You just make your own Crossy Road. I mean, they don't owe them anything.
It might be easier.
They stole Frogger. I mean, they made Frogger. I mean, they updated Frogger. I mean, I don't want to take anything away from them. No, you can go ahead and take away from them. It's fine. No, but I'm saying, like, if they made Frogger and just made it like that, I don't think the Crossy Road people could be like, oh my God.
Cardboard box.
Right, and you charge $1 for each of those guys, and now you're making money. Yeah. Bam.
No, I'd play that game.
And Shipwreck
Konami
would like
Road.
It.
I'd like that fine.
What other great Konami characters can we have in
Contra
there?
Red, Contra Blue.
Russian Attack Guy.
Blades of Steel.
Life Force Guy.
See? The sky's the limit. We're making bank now, Konami. You hear me?
That would definitely, I mean, might, you know, sell. It, you know what? Even just if it was ad revenue, it would probably do well.
Yeah, it's not classy, though.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know that it had to be classy. I missed that part of the conversation.
How about porn ads?
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm. Where are we here on this thing we call an outline? Microsoft. Let's talk about that. Some couple of guys released footage of the new Gears of War remaster. Excuse me. I don't want to say new Gears of War game. The Gears of War remaster. And Microsoft bricked their consoles. As retribution.
Is that for sure? Because there's been mixed reports on whether they bricked the consoles or they just...
Knocked them offline.
Knocked them off.
They knocked
Xbox
them off for an undisclosed period of time because these people signed an NDA saying they wouldn't do that.
So that's not a bricked console. Why are people saying it's a bricked console?
It's just you can't...
That's a big fucking difference.
You just can't play. You can't use it.
Well, you can't play online. You can't play offline.
I don't know how that works.
Well, there's not that offline, much you can do offline on these things anymore, right?
Oh. I can't throw in a disc of NHL and just play a game?
Probably. Maybe.
You probably wouldn't be able to play any games you have digitally.
Anyway, I don't feel sorry for the guys. No, I mean, you knew you were going to stir up some shit, and you...
It's like that time you made me sign that NDA, how I wouldn't tell anyone that your favorite 90210 girl is Tori Spelling.
I'm not embarrassed, number one. And number two, she's not my favorite. So there you go. Should we talk about Nintendo?
Sure. I've been playing a game on the Nintendo.
What have you been playing on the Nintendo?
On the Nintendo Wii U. I don't know if you guys have heard of it.
Never heard of it.
Okay. I've been playing this game. It's also out on PC called High Strangeness.
Sounds cool.
Can I tell you something funny? And I'm not even making a joke here.
Sure.
When I saw this High Strangeness on there the first time, I thought it was you're just referencing their E3 video that they put out.
Yes.
And because you just wanted to, you know, sometimes we don't actually put out like what we want to talk about. We just make like a little reference to it.
Right. Right.
And I really thought that. And then like right before the show, I Googled it. I was like, because I saw you, it was capitalized. The S was capitalized in Strangeness. Anyway, go on about High Strangeness.
So yeah, it's actually from a CadCast listener is the developer. Mm. His previous game, I don't remember the name of it, but Wombat and Cheapy were playable in it.
Oh, I didn't even know about this.
Yeah, I feel bad for not looking it up, but we'll talk about his game, and that'll be good for him. So High Strangeness is a It's a mix of 8-bit style and 16-bit style. You switch back and forth between the two. And it's a Zelda style game, but it's not a fantasy setting. It's like a modern world setting. And yeah, it's you get your different items, you go and collect them, and there's like a leveling up system. There's a talking cat.
Cool.
But, it's on Steam yeah. also, I see.
Yeah, it's also on Steam.
Can't beat a game with flapping pussy.
Mm. At least Wombat's laughing. Time.
At least I'm laughing at your groans.
Mm. Yeah, I'm watching the trailer now. Looks cool. High strangeness.
Yeah, it's good name. It's a fun little game.
I was only talking about talking cats.
I'm interested to see where the like kind of where the story goes. It's a little bit I don't know, dark. So
right.
But yeah, let's talk about the other high strangeness. The Nintendo what we're doing at E3 video.
Right.
That was made by Mega 64, wasn't it?
Maybe.
I don't know. I don't think it said that it was, but it could have been.
That's the
I mean, it was well done. It was just, what are we doing?
It was silly.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with silly.
And they announced that they were bringing back the Nintendo World Championships, whatever that is.
It's an e-sport. You'll be able to compete at select Best Buys, I believe, to qualify to go to LA to compete in the Wizard-like tournament.
It's the Sunday of E3.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you think anyone's gonna play in a Power Glove?
There's some guy that always shows up with a Power Glove, and there's not even a tournament going on. There's always one guy at E3 with a Power Glove.
I mean, like a guy who actually participates in the tournament with the glove on.
I'm sure this guy is going to try to be there. You think the guy with the Power Glove is not going to show up?
And participate? You kidding? Yeah. I mean, you gotta have a guy with a Power Glove.
He's guaranteed. Okay. No question. All right. At least one.
We all three grew up in, like, when these things happened back in, I guess 1990 was the last time this happened. World Championship. Was this like a big part for you guys, like a big part of your childhood?
No.
I remember the Wizard movie, but that's like literally the only exposure I had to this growing up.
Yes, that is pretty much all I had.
I was in high school already.
Chief was more concerned about other things, like Tori Spelling.
Exactly. I wasn't worried about the World Championships, for sure.
So I kind of get like the playing on nostalgia part, but I think the nostalgia comes from, hey, these cartridges got really expensive and there was a movie. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's a weird thing to bring back other than esports are popular and this is an esport just with Nintendo.
But I don't. Yeah. 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 People look. They're certainly going to get people watching them on Twitch during E3. There's no question. Mm-hmm. There's no question about it. If I'm like an investor and I'm like looking at Nintendo as a company and saying, hey, what do they got going on at E3? Well, they got the World Championships. I'm like, okay, that's not making me any money. Or rather making them any money. And they said they're not going to talk about any of the new upcoming systems or mobile stuff. So this is what they have for E3. They got the World Championships, Nintendo World Championships. So it seems like a distraction. But, you know, people.
Well, I mean, they have games. Have fun.
Yeah,
they have games. It's just the same games they showed last year. Yeah, so far. Great.
Yeah, so that's not that exciting. Where's my vitality sensor?
And you've got Mario Maker.
Yeah. So and you got the World Championships. So look, some people will get a kick out of it, and good. I'm not saying that you shouldn't.
Yeah, no, it'll be fun. I don't have any doubts.
I was going to say it'll be fun. It'll be an interesting watch. I'll watch it from home.
Stuttering Craig really wants to be in it. You know, Stuttering Craig from Screw Attack. He's already, I see him on Twitter, just already trying to drum up a campaign to get him into the tournament. But doesn't he? He's got to try out like everybody else, right?
Nope.
He doesn't?
Nope.
What do you mean?
When I read about it, there are qualifiers and selected individuals.
Oh, they should. Well, they should. Then, you know, I didn't. I yelled at him at Twitter. I was like, "Dude, calm down." It was, you know, this isn't going to do anything. But clearly, he knows. I should know better than to question him. He's very smart. He knows what he's doing. So selected individuals. I see. Well, he's.
Doesn't it seem like it should be for kids though? Like, I don't know.
What do you mean? Competing?
The World Championships, like.
Not if you want people to watch. I mean, like, what's your measure of success
age,
here?
They should be the age that Fred Savage was during the movie.
Right. Right. No. Like, this should be like 12
what
or
are the chances that Fred Savage makes an appearance?
Well, yeah. And I know Ben Cachero wanted
Jenny Lewis.
Wanted Jenny Lewis to perform as well. Fred Savage will make an appearance.
Yeah, right? Like, he's going to he has to be there, right? Otherwise, it's kind of
he already made an appearance in this episode.
I don't know. Do you think they could get him? You think he's available? No, sorry. That's not nice. But, all right. It's something different at E3.
I went and saw The Wizard in theaters. I got the poster.
You should try out
posters for the first weekend.
You could be a selected individual.
I think Shipwreck should be a selected
I think I would fold under the pressure.
No, you wouldn't. You're in your high school athletic hall of fame. You don't fold under pressure.
That's true, Wombat.
If anyone would win that tournament, it would be you, and it would be amazing.
No, there's some hardcore people.
No, really there's good. Only one hardcore person in video games, and his Ship? Name is Shipwreck.
What about Russ Frushnick?
Nope.
He's pretty good.
Shipwreck.
Shipwreck's better?
Shipwreck's better than everyone.
I don't know. Shipwreck's not even saying anything.
It's because he knows
he's
it's
not
true.
Even denying it.
No, he's not. He's can't, you can't deny facts. It's like,
if it was I'm me, just trying to think of no, like, I can no. say, what are they going to do for this world championship? Is it all going to be on the Wii U?
Doesn't matter. You're going to still, you'll still.
I'm imagining this is going to be like NES games.
Yeah, me too. Going to do it right.
But played on a Wii U controller?
No, I think they're going to think. They're definitely going to pull out the classic consoles, right? They're not going to.
How is that helping them?
I mean, it's just, right. Well, look, none of this is helping them. Look, they're not doing this to sell anything. You can't think that they are, right? Nobody thinks.
Do they have a special game, like a championship edition of Wii U games?
I think that's what they're going to do. I would have to say that's what they're going to do.
You'll still rock it out.
Do you think I could find the warp whistle?
I think, yes. I think you'll find the
All right, we may have to start up the campaign, I guess.
I don't think we are. I don't think I'm going to compete.
Shipwreck for president. I'm in.
I guarantee, like, to qualify for this thing, that there'll be, like, maybe one Best Buy in Ohio, and it'll be, like, four.
No, you're going to be selected.
We're going to get you in.
Twitter,
emails to people that are, well, harass people.
You and Stuttering Craig.
Mm-hmm. It's what the people want.
Maybe. It's what the person wants.
It's what the
And that person is Wombat.
It is. I really want
it's not thing. Shipwreck.
No. Oh, no. It doesn't matter what Shipwreck wants. It's what I want that counts. And I want Shipwreck in there.
What time of day is this? I might just want to go to dinner.
Right.
We have that Bethesda thing on Sunday.
I didn't get into that, though. I signed up on the website like anybody else, but I didn't hear anything.
See, so they're not even going to
let
you
I'll
in.
Tell you how it is.
No, that's fine. I'll find something to do. At least I won't. But I'm so looking forward to not being devastated by jet lag. It's like, it's going to be really nice.
I'm looking forward to that too. Just to.
I can't even imagine what that's like.
Right.
Wow.
For you, I mean, for me to be the same. But.
Right. But I powered through pretty good.
And we are actively scheduling for E3.
Yes. I keep seeing happening. The things popping up on my phone. What else we got here? I bought another 980 for my PC, so I can crush it on Grand Theft Auto and Witcher.
Good for you.
Thank you. And it comes with a Witcher and Batman for free. So there. Savings. I couldn't afford not to buy it.
How much does one of these 980s cost?
How much do you think they cost?
$600.
No, that's crazy talk.
More?
No.
$400.
No. It's like $550.
Oh, see?
There's a rebate, though, somewhere. I forgot what the rebate was. It's like $15. Uh-huh. And you get those two games.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody comes over and jerks you off while they install it for you.
Yes, unfortunately, that person is Shipwreck.
But you went with the non-LED version of this?
So after I bought this one, like there's a lot of different 980s that you can buy. This is an overclocked one, but there's fancier ones that have that are, I don't know what makes them fancy, besides they have lights in them that you can control through the GeForce experience software. Mm-hmm. Like the logo lights up and I think you can choose the colors and stuff like that.
But I don't have. Already regretting buying the one you can't do this with?
Well, I already have one that you can't do it with. You need to have the same card. You don't want two different 980s. I'm pretty sure.
You think?
You want the same exact one.
You think?
I mean, it's common sense.
Is it?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
All right.
I don't know. I'm certainly, you know, your making fun of me about it is not going to convince me either way.
I'm pretty sure my making fun of you will convince you.
Not on this issue. Other issues, perhaps, but not this particular issue.
So is it time for me to upgrade my video card?
Is this getting hooked up into your system, to your downstairs?
Yeah, of course. Yes.
And what resolution does your projector go up to?
1080.
You're fine.
So if you buy one 980, you can max out anything at 1080p. It's the 1440p that is not allowing me to crush it with one card. Sorry, I watched Silicon Valley, so now I keep saying crushing it. Because it was funny. There's a scene. You have to be there, Wombat.
I guess so.
You don't have HBO.
No. I do have HBO.
Well, watch Silicon Valley. It's hilarious.
Okay.
And one of the guys follows me on Twitter.
Which one?
The Pakistani guy.
Kumail Nanjiani, right? Does he follow you on Twitter? Yeah.
I'm sure somebody runs his Twitter account and just...
Yeah, he's a funny guy. He's funny. He's friends with Christian.
Oh, you know what? Speaking of Christian, I by accident listened to his comedy tape that I bought. Uh-huh,
by accident.
It's on iTunes. Well, I was cleaning up the apartment today and I was just randomly listening to stuff. And there was, so I listened, I bought it, I just never listened to it. But because you know why? I was afraid it was going to be bad. And then if I see him and he asked me if I heard it, then I'd have to lie and say that I didn't hear it. But it was actually funny. I heard the anal. He did a bit on anal.
That's the pull quote. It was actually funny.
Yeah, I laughed. I literally laughed out loud.
Good.
A couple times during that. It's a really short clip. But he gives you some good advice about anal.
Mm-hmm.
You should listen to it, Wombat. Yeah, you didn't even listen to it. And you do a podcast with him.
I know.
Right. You made fun of me. I bought it. You probably got it for free and didn't even listen to it.
I did not get it for free.
Oh. What's the name of his tape? Do you even know?
Oh, I forget off the top of my head. Do you think I would? But I don't.
Well, if you just look up Christian Spicer on iTunes, you'll find it. I'm way off the outline now.
Yeah, we're. I think. Is there anything in the keg bag you want to get through?
Nah.
All right then.
We can table that shit for next.
That
time.
Is probably very true.
Cool. So let's give another shout out to Harrys.com. Make sure you use our coupon code CADCAST to get $5 off and get your dad something for Father's Day. There's really good stuff there for Father's Day for cheap. He'll think that you probably spent twice as much at least than you actually did. So Harrys.com, coupon code CADCAST, and follow us on Twitter, GPD, Wombat, New Wombat. Excuse me. You know, old habits, Wombat.
I understand.
Old habits, New Wombat.
I understand.
Now I forgot Shipwreck's Twitter. Shipwreck.
It's at Shipwreck.
Yeah. I'm tired. Too much standing today. Jeez. And add video game deals. And I think that's it. We'll see you next week.
Bread's done.
Arcade Arsenal. RoboCop and Bad Dudes for Nintendo.
Your move, creep.
Part man, part machine, all game, RoboCop.
Stay out of trouble.
Bad dudes, the forces of good have never been so bad. If you're bad enough, then you're good enough for bad dudes and RoboCop.